Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1217A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The top story today, elevated metals in the plasma and urine are linked to your getting ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and to survival in it. So you'll want to do whatever you can to not have heavy metals in your diet, in your environment, and in your body, maybe even getting chelation, but clearly getting something that blocks them. And an experimental drug that does that is the one that increases telomeres that I consult for, telomere one, but that's not why it's the top story. It's the top story because it is. And by the way, we are brought to you by longevityplaybook.com. The Longevity Playbook has a great set today. Once a week, it comes out, longevityplaybook.com, with a newsletter every Tuesday. This one is how meditation changes your brain. Yes, for centuries, people have been practicing meditation to relieve stress, manage anxiety, increase focus, sleep better, and many other reasons. That's nothing new. What is new is the scientific evidence, and in 250 words or less, it talks about the physical changes in your brain and why those work, and there's a great cartoon with it. You'll want to sign up for that at longevityplaybook.com. The free newsletter, yeah, we keep getting more and more people to it. That's probably because it is, in fact, so very, very excellent at the short 250 word summaries of something late in science. And with a nice cartoon, I think people get it just because of the cartoon, but because of the cartoon that they hook into. That is longevityplaybook.com. The other sponsor, lifesfirstnaturals.com, and you'll want to get on that as well, longevityplaybook.com and lifesfirstnaturals.com, where you'll see about True Biotics, bovine colostrum, and Dye Rescue. The latter, how great it is if you're taking one of the GLP-1s or starting it or going to an increased dose and want not to have the increased risk of the GLP-1 and causing diarrhea or constipation. This is a wonderful adjunct to what you're doing. So longevityplaybook.com is a excellent adjunct to that. The next story we have, and the stories we have today, the top stories, in addition to that, elevated metals plastic, there is a story about more stability you have in your hemoglobin A1C. If you've got type 2 diabetes, the lower your risk of Alzheimer's disease. And childhood vaccinations since 2000, and I'm going to have to look at that actual story, but a huge number of cases of illness, a huge number of hospitalizations in the United States, and a huge savings for the company, for the country, in the trillions of dollars on medical cost. We also have a story about serious fall injuries are common at the U.S.-Mexican border, and the longer reproductive lifespan. That is, the later menopause, the earlier menarche, the combination of the two, the lower your risk of having a chronic disease if you're a woman as you get older. Well, let's go to that childhood vaccination story, because that really is a huge story, and then we'll come back to the ALS and heavy metals story. This is childhood vaccinations from 1994 to 2023. That's in that 30-year period. Guess how many illnesses they prevented? 508 million lifetime cases of illnesses. So how many children were there in that period in the United States? 117 million. And they prevented on average a little over 4 illnesses per child, about 1 hospitalization for every 4 children. That's how common they were before childhood vaccinations occurred. And $540 billion in direct hospital costs, $2.7 trillion for the full society cost of this. Huge benefit from childhood vaccinations. Make sure you get your child vaccinated. I actually think it is child abuse not to get your child vaccinated and to have them suffer through those diseases. I actually feel like if you don't get your child vaccinated, you either don't understand how much these diseases mattered in the past. That is, your pediatrician has done a lousy job at educating you, or we in society have done a lousy job, or you just are abusing your child. You don't care about your child's well-being. So I'm a true believer in the fact that parents should be forced to give their children vaccinations mandated, and I believe the school mandates are a benefit. Just imagine 1 out of 4 kids has not had to be hospitalized because of this. $2.7 trillion has been saved for the U.S. government by doing this. Okay, heavy metals and plasma. Let's go to another subject. This is heavy metals and plasma, and looking at 454 ALS patients. And what they found was compared to controls, the heavy metals were much more prevalent in the blood of the people who had ALS, and that increase in, if you had copper, selenium, and zinc at elevated levels, and those are all gotten rid of by chelation, it was a 3-fold increase in the risk of ALS and a much poorer survival if you got ALS. So whether it's occupational metals or whether it is you're drinking out of a cup that releases those metals, as I drink my coffee out of a metal cup, or whether they're just present because you get exposed to them in food, that is, if you will, copper, selenium, and zinc, huge increase in the risk of ALS, a 3-fold increase, and poor survival. So you want to get either chelation, and that pill that I'm looking at and consulting on that increases the telomerase, that increases telomere length, that increases stem cells. Well, it also binds heavy metals. That's how we think it works and maybe that's related to this disease as well. Hemoglobin A1C stability, meaning you want to have the stability of your hemoglobin A1C. So if you have type 2 diabetes, you don't want it bouncing from 7 to 4 to 8 to 5.8. If you aim for the goal of 5.8, you want 5.8 or 5.7, 5.6 or lower. You want it in a stable range, not bouncing all over. More bouncing, increased risk of Alzheimer's. That's presumably because you have both highs and lows, and both of which, the highs and lows, increase your risk of Alzheimer's disease, if you will. So we want you to have a relatively stable level, not a bouncing level. A blood test can predict your cancer risk. What's the blood test? In these 425,000 people, and they looked at the risk, and it was ferritin, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N. Ask your doc to get it. And myeloperoxidase, not the antibodies, but the ferritin level and the myeloperoxidase level together, they predict risk of cancer by predicting white cell activation 5 and 10 years in advance of that cancer. So very important data. Childhood vaccinations is the big story. That is, the longevity is the next disruptor, and the Roizen rule for a younger you story. That is, childhood vaccinations save a huge amount of money and cost. The serious fall injuries common at the border, but people who did it were mostly Mexicans. That is 67.8% of those having to go to a hospital after a fall at the U.S.-Mexican border were in fact Mexicans climbing over the wall, and 74% were discharged. Only 26% required staying in the hospital overnight. I don't know what that means other than this is 597 people were seen in emergency rooms because of a fall in a one-year period, 2021 to 22. The other story that I wanted to cover was the longer reproductive lifespan in women. Obviously, it concerns later menopause, the lower their risk of chronic disease. How much longer? Well, if you had a 38-year reproductive life, say from 2014, from age 14 to age 52, that's 38 years, that was associated with a 50% reduction in chronic disease compared to those who had a 32-year reproductive life, say from 14 to 46. I don't know how to change that, other than to say that longer reproductive lifespan, there's something beneficial about estrogen and progestin being available to the female body, and maybe everyone should be on hormone therapy after menopause to continue that benefit. That's an unproven hypothesis. Key story today, and this is the Roizen rule for a younger you, as well as the longevity is the next disruptor. Get your childhood vaccinations. Get your children or grandchildren vaccinated. Saves 1 in 4 of them going to the hospital with one of these severe childhood illnesses that we don't have to suffer from anymore. And I really believe it saves the federal government $2.7 trillion and much suffering on parents who would have to care for these children with disability. So get your children vaccinated. If all you do is want to avoid having to care for the 1 in 4 that could be your kid, and I really believe it's almost that we have not educated well enough if we avoid these childhood vaccinations, if our patients avoid them, and two is the only other reason is that the parents are doing child abuse by not letting their kids get vaccinated. And I know some religious sects don't vaccinate. I think that's cruel for their kids. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. We are sponsored, and the sponsors have no relationship to my thoughts on this, by longevityplaybook.com. Go to their website, sign up for the weekly newsletter. This week is on how meditation helps your brain, changes your brain structure. So what we know is that when you do it, it's not foo-foo. It's not something that should be tossed aside. It actually changes brain structures and lets you have a longer, healthier life with less disability and decreased loss of memory. And the second sponsor is, of course, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of TrueBiotics and of Bovine Colostrum, as well as DiRescue. Go to their website to see the randomized double-blind control trials of the benefit of their probiotic, TrueBiotic, and of bovine colostrum for preventing upper respiratory infections, for preventing bloating and GI problems. But their dye rescue, which includes the bovine colostrum, important for people who are taking the GLP-1 drugs at preventing diarrhea, constipation, a lot of the nausea, and the GI symptoms that often accompany those. We don't have randomized controlled trials on that, but we do have a lot of data from individuals. Think about it for yourself. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. This has been 1217A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you listen to us from. Go and get the bee. The bees are great guests, and we had one last week talking about preventing cancer. We'll be back next week. We hope you are, and thank you all. Remember our top story of the week: childhood vaccinations prevents chronic illness and a lot of costs and disability. Thanks again.